I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Wednesday, May 27th. Dayton public school leaders are speaking out against a Senate bill that could make it easier to close low-performing schools. WYSO's Catherine Mobley explains.
Senate Bill 127 would require a poor-performing public, STEM, or charter school to either close or go through remedial actions. It defines a poor-performing school as one that is ranked in the bottom 5% based on its performance index score for three consecutive years. Also, it ranks in the bottom 10% based on its value-added progress for three consecutive years. The measure is currently under debate in the Ohio Senate Education Committee. Dayton Public Schools Superintendent David Lawrence wrote a letter to the committee. He says closing schools is flawed and will hurt communities.
Parents typically move away from areas where the school is closed. So if you have families moving out, now you have a dead zone, dead area, food deserts. There's no fresh fruits and groceries. And you just have a zone where there's very few businesses. And so that it can be multiplied. The more elementary schools you close, the more you see that pop up throughout cities.
Instead, Lawrence urges legislators to focus on what is helping public schools.
What we do know works is consistent support in the form of resources, supplies, and dollars.
Under this proposal, a poor-performing school could replace its principal and most of its licensed staff instead of closing, or it could undergo a rigorous school improvement plan. Reporting for WYSO News, I'm Catherine Mobley.
A committee of lawmakers from the Ohio House and Senate was scheduled to hold its first meeting on data centers Wednesday. The idea was announced on May 13th by two Republican legislators who say there's too much misinformation and disinformation about data centers. This is as residents demand answers to their concerns about the size, scope, and future of those facilities. State House correspondent Karen Kessler reports.
The committee's goal is well-sourced, accurate, relevant, and useful information about data centers, according to Senator Brian Chavez.
We're not trying to put our thumb on the scale in any way. We're just trying to get the information out.
The data center industry has been pushing back against concerns about air and water pollution, a lack of transparency, and tax incentives that yield few jobs. But Representative Adam Holmes says this committee did not come from the data centers themselves.
It's us. It was the legislators came up with it. Senator Chavez really led on that. Let's go together now, fast.
With time before summer break running out, the lawmakers say they plan to be aggressive in having at least one weekly meeting. But other than those live stream sessions, it's unclear how the data they gather will be shared. Karen Kessler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
Photo identification is required on Election Day in Ohio, and it has been since 2023. Now, state GOP leaders say the law they fought to get to Governor Mike DeWine's desk 3 years ago is not enough. They want to vote this fall to get it codified in Ohio's Constitution. State House correspondent Sarah Donaldson has this.
In Ohio, any constitutional amendment must go before voters. That means Ohioans might be asked this fall whether photo ID should be required to vote in person at both county boards of elections and Election Day precincts. Republican House Speaker Matt Huffman says he believes the effort will pass easily.
Fundamental rights and requirements should be in the Constitution, and this is very fundamental.
Democrats say it's unnecessary. The fast-tracked amendment by the legislature does not address mail-in voting, which carries different ID requirements. Sarah Donaldson at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
Miami Conservancy District crews cleared logs, mud, and debris from the trails on Tuesday after recent high water. Up to 7 inches of rain swept across southwest Ohio over the past week. It marks the 141st largest water storage event in the district's history, with peak storage reaching 4.6 billion gallons. Four of the five Miami Conservancy District flood protection dams stored water, and the floodgates in West Carrollton, Hamilton, and Middletown were also closed. Elevated river levels may continue with runoff movement through the watershed. Residents are encouraged to continue to use caution near rivers, trails, and flood-prone areas as Miami Conservancy District staff continue to monitor forecasts and flood protection infrastructure. And a flood watch is in effect until early Thursday morning for heavy rains that are likely in southwest Ohio. A soil is still saturated, So much of the rain that will fall today will simply run off. So if you're in a flood-prone area or an area with poor drainage, be on the lookout. The good news is that the rain should wrap up late tonight or early Thursday. And for Thursday, Friday, and this upcoming weekend, the forecast looks really nice with high temperatures upper 70s to near 80, lows in the 50s, and best of all, no rain in the forecast. And that's WYSO Today for Wednesday, May 27th. I'm Mike Fraser.